Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my Spirit Animals of Los Angeles series. Even if you're not in LA, you can use the wisdom in this show to help you understand the psychic messages and guidance a spirit animal may be giving you when it shows up in your world. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I use my psychic abilities to help you achieve and receive the desires of your heart. If you are sensing it's time to hire a coach, then I would love to help you go to your next level. Please consider my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, so the spider spirit. You know, I was very clear on the message of spider spirit before I started this series, and I'm holding firm to that, but I did do quite a bit of research just to see if there was some additional wisdom out there. So for a long time, I viewed spider spirit as a sign of creating, creativity, create, co-create with spirit. And that's across the board. Across the board, anything you research around the spirit animal of the spider, creativity is at the center of it. And I included spider spirit in this series because for 3 weeks, a spider peacefully lived in the corner of my room. We had a little conversation where I was like, you stay there and I won't fuck with you and you won't fuck with me. And we did. We lived very harmoniously until she disappeared one day. And it was quite wonderful to just be with her, right? Not in fear. Just let her be there. And I knew that she was telling me she wanted to be a part of this series. So when I tuned into Spider Spirit for this show, her message was to create a beautiful result. And she was very specific about what she meant. She's like, yes, the end result, make that beautiful, but also make the process beautiful. So intentionally set out to manifest in the most beautiful and magical way possible. And you can do that by using your ability to plan, being patient, precise, and methodical, all aspects of the spider spirit. And you can handle your circumstances with care. And you can use all your resources to create that beautiful result. Allow the process to be beautiful. You know, I don't think that's said enough in the manifesting space, that the actual process can be beautiful if you choose for it to be. And it really comes down to planning, which that is a message I did not know. I'm grateful I did the research, but the spider spirit represents planning. So spider spirit may be showing up in your world as a sign that it's time to put a plan together. You don't have to be rigid about that plan. However, you can use that plan to pave the way to what you're going to create. See it as a roadmap, a compass, a guide that leaves a lot of room for new inspiration, intuitive insights, and the mystery of spirit. So a simple plan can actually become a tool for magic. So there is nothing about the spider spirit that's haphazard. And I think she is showing up often in our world to say, hey, ditch the piecing it together and just put together a plan and walk it out and then stay open in the process. Prior to this series, when the spider showed up in my world, it was a sign to focus my energy on a project I needed to complete. 100%. Every time a spider shows up, I'm like, oh, that's a message to complete that project. So take that into consideration if the spider spirit's showing up for you. The spider spirit is always a sign that you have the power to weave and co-create a solution. All you need to do is slow down, trust divine timing, and always be preparing for the best outcome. There's an energy around the spider spirit that she's prepared. You know, nothing takes her by surprise. Because even if it is surprising, she's prepared. And I think that the spider spirit shows up to tell us, hey, prepare, prepare, very much like in the energy of a plan, be prepared for all possible outcomes. And not from a place of fear, because, you know, spiders are actually very, very powerful, but from a place of love. Self-love is what she told me in this moment. Self-love. Love yourself enough to be prepared in whatever way feels right and true to you. So it could be getting a life insurance policy. It could be putting money away for savings. It could be getting off the couch and stop dreaming about the trip and start putting the things in place so you can take the trip, right? So be prepared. Be prepared. And again, not from a place of fear. Remember, you are very powerful and there is nothing for you to fear. The spider spirit is a message that you are a unique being and your life is a work of art. She is a companion to creative folk, particularly writers. So embrace the miracle of being you in this time-space reality and create something beautiful. You are connected to all that is possible through the weaving of the divine. And so tap into that. Believe you are talented. Believe your creations are beautiful. Believe you are meant to share your gifts with the world. Spider spirit is a feminine energy. She, yes, I keep saying it. So tap into your intuition, your receptivity, your ability to engage all your senses, empathy, nurturing, alluring. Spider spirit may be a sign that it's time to use the written word to manifest your desired result. So maybe it's scripting, maybe it's writing a letter as your future self, maybe it's writing a releasing letter. But use written words, your words, being mindful of your words to manifest the desire of your heart. And then lastly, be mindful of craftsmanship and your work ethic. This message comes from the Christian tradition. It's the only kind of positive perspective that the Christians have on the spider is the craftsmanship and work ethic of the spider spirit. So very much like the bee spirit. Across the board, through all the folklore and spiritual traditions, there is a consistency that the spider represents protection. I do believe that. All of them suggest creativity, weaving anew, being reborn by your ability to weave. And as I was tuning into her and putting these notes together, she reminded me of a card in one of my decks that I read with all the time, the Sorceress deck, and our ability to focus our clear intentions. So focus, plan, and get really, really clear, right? Or in reverse, get really, really clear, focus, plan, execute, and expect a beautiful result, while leaving room for the mystery of spirit. And then, you know, across the board, the spider spirit, you know, is associated with Halloween and sometimes darkness. And of course, the Christians think she's evil. I didn't pick any of that up. I didn't pick any of that up. I see her very much in the same reverence that I see the moth, you know. A wise feminine energy. And if you can tap into that, it can be a great resource for you. All right, that's my show. Thank you for listening to it. I'll be back with more animals in my spirit animal series. Okay, so I call what I do intuitive coaching. I help you transcend energetic limitations. And so if you're ready to step into a new realm of desire, whether it's in your business, your romantic life, your career, maybe you're looking to complete a creative project or make a major life transition, then I would love to support you. I can help you find that strength within you and connect your inner world with your outer result I use my psychic abilities and lots of hard-earned wisdom to help you uncover your precise solution. All you need is a clear vision. If you have a clear vision for what you want to create, I can help you achieve it. Please consider my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Thank you.